ॐ सहना भवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोटेक्ट अस, मे ही गाइड अस, मे ही गिव अस स्ट्रेंथ एंड राइट अंडरस्टैंडिंग, मे लव एंड हार्मोनी बी विद अस ऑल, पीस 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 बी अंटू ऑल। From today, we shall start a new Vedanta scripture. Name of the scripture is Vedanta Shara, the quintessence of Vedanta. Could you give me a little water? The Vedanta literature is vast. It is a tradition of 5,000 years. And it is not possible for a single person to read all books on Vedanta in one life. So in the 16th century, Sadananda Yogindra Saraswati, a teacher of Vedanta, wrote a book called Vedanta Shara, Quintessence of Vedanta. This book has three commentaries. That signifies that this book is important. The first commentary was written by Narasimha Saraswati, and the name of his commentary is Subodhini. Apadeva, a ritualist, a teacher of Mimamsa school, wrote a commentary named Balabodhini, and Ramatirtha, another teacher of Vedanta, wrote Vidyan Manoranjani. You see, sometimes this Vedantic literature manifests to the students according to their understanding. Perhaps you are a dualist, you want to love God. So this Vedanta manifests that way. I am a non-dualist. I want to feel that Vedanta, Brahman and myself, identical. I am God. I am Brahman. So Vedanta literature manifests in that way to me. Vedanta also manifests in another way. They call it Angsho Angshi. Whole and part. God is the whole, I am the part. Like sun and its rays, I am the part of God. Same literature manifests to different people in different way according to their understanding. So time to time we shall discuss it. See, it is good to know other viewpoints. Vedanta Shara is called a Prakarana Granth. Prakarana Granth means a manual. It is not the source book. It is a manual. Sometimes, you know, for example, Upanishads, Gita, Brahma Sutra, those are all source books. But this book is a manual, so that if you read this book, you will understand the source books better. You will be able to know the basic, the technical words of Vedanta. What does it mean? What is Brahman? What is Ishvara? What is jiva? What is atma? What is paramatma? What is maya? What is avidya? What is yoga? What is samadhi? If these are the old technical words, we generally don't understand what does it mean. This book will explain so that you can comprehend, you can grasp Vedanta better. There are some words that are not very clear to the Western people. For example, Atman. You do not have any concept of the Atman. You sometimes say soul. Soul means mind. Soul means individual being. The nearest translation of the Atman is the self, S capital. Swami Prabhavananda, when he translated the Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad, in 1940s, he decided that I shall not translate those words, I shall keep them as it is. Atman, Brahman, Maya, he kept it purposely. And now you look, you open Webster dictionary, all these words are now there. Atman, Brahman, Maya, all these words you will find in the Webster dictionary. Now American people understand what does mean. Sometimes the language is a barrier, you know. Though this literature is written in Sanskrit, Swami Nikhilananda translated this book. I request you to buy this book, then it will be easy for you to follow the classes. Vedanta Shara. Vedanta, the meaning of the word Veda, from which the word Vedanta comes, is knowledge. All knowledge is Veda. Infinite as God is infinite. Nobody ever creates knowledge. It is only discovered. Vedanta is not a new religion, so old as God himself. It is not confined to any time and place. It is everywhere. No book, no person, no personal God. No sect, no creed, no caste in Vedanta. Vedanta proposes no sin, nor sinner. That is the way Swami Vivekananda represented Vedanta to the American people. It is universal. Truth. Eternal existence. I shall ask our secretary to give you this, a few sheets. I remember in my Upanishad class I distributed. Again, we shall distribute these four pages so that you can get some ideas what I mean when I say Brahman, when I say Ishvara, Hiranyagarbha, Virat, Maya, Gunas, Atman, Prajna, Taijasa, all these words. When I shall tell you, you will understand that what I mean. In my next class, I shall ask them to give these sheets to you so that you can follow. This book, Vedanta Shara, is in the curriculum of our training center. When we are a student, young monks, we had to read this book thoroughly. I shall read and then I shall explain to you. Akhanja Sachidananda Bang Manusa Gocharam Atmana Makhila Madharam Ashrai Abhishta Siddhai. I take refuge in the self, the indivisible, the existence, now consciousness, bliss absolute. Beyond the reach of words and thought and the substratum of all for the attainment of my cherished desire. It is the ancient custom that before you start any project, you must invoke the blessings of God and Guru, so that your project will be successful, so that there will be no obstacles in your journey. It is a very ancient custom, past Mangal Acharan. You may say, Swami, there are some writers, they write fictions and they are very successful, you know, they in movie world, in Hollywood, we find so many successful playwright and, you know, movie script writer. Do they do Mangalacharan? Do they invoke the gods and goddesses or anything? They don't. But if you behind their success, there must be sincerity. Otherwise, they will not succeed in their projects. Day and night, they meditate on the subject, on that subject. They write a movie script after hard struggle. They polish it day and night, 24, day and day after day, night after night, they work, work, work. What do? They take refuge in their own self. They do not invoke gods and goddesses outside. But their sincerity, their devotion, their love, their meditation on the subject prove that they are really deeply taking the help of their own indwelling self. That is the Atman. Sadananda Yogindra says, Akhanya Sachidananda Bhagmanausha Gaucharam Akha Akhila Dharam Atmana Maham Ovisha Siddhay Asrai. Very beautiful, very poetic. Do you know what I want to do? I want to take refuge of my own self. Swami Vivekananda redefined religion for the American people. He said, the old religion said he was an atheist who did not believe in God. The new religion says he is an atheist who does not believe in himself. Religion is being and becoming. Religion is the manifestation of divinity, perfection already in human beings. Religion is realization. Just see. It enhances, expands the concept of religion. We understand religion. I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Jew. This is the way we understand religion. It means nothing. Religion means realization, experience, direct experience. In Vedanta, religion is called dharma, which comes from the root Sanskrit word dhri, means to hold. Which holds him? What is holding you? You are held by consciousness. If there is no consciousness, your body will drop dead on the ground. That consciousness, that is Brahman, that is God, according to Vedanta. Abhishtu Siddhai, I have a cherished desire. What is your cherished desire? Two things. First, Grunth Rachana or Prachar. I am going to write this book. That is my first intention. And to spread this beautiful message of Vedanta. Second, mukti. That is my obhishta, liberation. I want to be free. This book talks only about freedom, how to be free from the bondage, from Maya. That is my purpose of writing this book. Sadananda Jogindra says, the author is Paribrajaka Sadananda Jogindra. Yoga means samadhi. Samadhi means that that stage, mind does not go outward, indrawn. It turns inside. The more it turns inside, the more the inner realm opens up. The Atman manifests. You sit down for meditation for 5 minutes and you tell your mind, I won't let you go outside. Just sit. 5 minutes, if you stay inside, you will not die. Just sit and tell your mind, I won't let you go outside. You will find your mind will try to go through the eyes, through the ears. No, shut all the senses and sit. You will develop a tremendous power inside. Do you know what does it mean? At that time, you are not the slave to your mind. You are controlling your mind. Obey me. That means this is the Atman is talking to the mind. Obey me. Stop. I won't let you go. Every day, if you practice 5 to 10 minutes, that is enough. Gradually, you will get the mastery over the mind. That Vedanta teaches, self-mastery. Be a master of yourself. He attains yoga, Jogindra, samadhi. How? How to attain samadhi? Through dispassion, detachment, non-attachment, and yogabhyas, practicing yoga, concentration, meditation. That is the way one can stop the thought waves of the mind. There is no other way. Abhyaso vairagyabhyam ta nirodha. Patanjali, the father of yoga psychology, says, this is the two ways you can control your mind. Repetition of practice and non-attachment, renunciation. I don't want this world. When that thing happens, he experiences tremendous bliss. He tastes bliss of Brahman, God. Do you think that yogis are all stupid? Eh? They do not enjoy good food and all these enjoyable things, the senses, sense pleasures, all these things. They get tremendous peace and joy inside. Sri Ramakrishna mentioned when that Brahmananda, the bliss of Brahman comes, every pore of the body becomes a sexual point. So much bliss he attains through samadhi. This person, the author, must be an illumined soul. Otherwise, he could not teach. He came to help people. So he first took refuge of his own self. This Atman, the question will arise. Why do I take refuge to others? There are three kinds of people who take refuge. First, a person who is weak. Please protect me, save me. Perhaps you are a very strong person, I am weak, somebody is attacking me, I am seeking your help. Please help me, protect me. a helpless person, sick person, asks the doctor, please save me, protect me. Second, this is called, you know, dualistic way. God is separate, I am weak, I am asking God to help me. Second, angsho angshi, whole and part, we seek help. The waves take refuge of the ocean. Ocean, waves are the part of the ocean. That is the way they take help each other. Your hand takes the help of your body. It is the part and that is the whole. Fourth, where is fear? Who can harm me? Who can do any harm to me? I am the Atman. I must take refuge of my own self. I am fearless. I am invincible. I am deathless, birthless, immortal. Just see, he is taking help of his own self. That is called ikutte sharanagati. I am taking refuge of that my indwelling self. Now the question arises, how can I worship that transcendental one? Sadananda Yogindra says, this Atman, akhila adharam ashray. This Atman, do you know which is this Atman? Which is the substratum of this universe and all beings? So my Atman, don't think a little small thing. It is that cosmic consciousness, which is the substratum of all beings and the universe. I take refuge of that self, that Atman. Sometimes it may happen, well, I am taking refuge, you know. Will it? My karma will bring the result. If there is any obstacle comes to my path, I cannot stop it. What will God do to me? My karma will bear the result. Holy Mother gave a beautiful example. Do you know what is grace? Suppose due to your bad karma, you are supposed to lose a leg. But by the grace of Lord, you got a scratch. That happens. That is the grace. Grace is there. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, you are a boatman. If you unfurl the sail, your sail will catch the wind. The wind is continually blowing. If you do not unfurl the sail, you will not get the wind. Your boat will not reach its destination. Just unfurl the sail. Make an effort in your life. I must be spiritual. I must practice meditation. I must change my character, my bad habits. That very effort will make a tremendous impact in your life. If you move, other people will come to help you. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, if you do a little, then somebody will come and tell you, do this next, do this next. Help is bound to come. We have experienced these things in our lives, you know. My teacher used to say, I remember in mathematics class, first don't seek help. First make an effort. Then somebody will come and tell you, oh, you could not, this is here, you could not understand, go this way. And if you do not make any effort, then nobody will come to help you. First move yourself. Help is bound to come to your life. I sometimes give an example. Here is a little young boy, you know, teenager boy wants to buy a car. He is trying to make some money during summer job, and you know, throwing newspaper in the morning and saving money and saving all this money to his mom. And he has saved already $5,000-$6,000. Then the mom says to her husband, "Hello, my boy got this much money, you give the extra and buy a car for him." Just see, that is called grace. Immediately father thinks that really my son is very sincere and a good boy, I must buy a car for him so that he can go to school and he can go to college. That is grace. You first move, then help will come. So Sadananda Yogindra, he is moving to write this book with tremendous resolution, effort. He does not have any motive that this book will sell and bring money to me. No. My students, those who have come to me, I must help them so that they can comprehend, they can understand this Vedanta philosophy well. They can practice meditation, can attain illumination. That is his motive. So that my students will be free. Without any expectation, he wants to serve us. That he is a real guru, real teacher. He does not charge anything. Please watch these words. Akhila Adharam. What is this Akhila Adharam? Satchidananda Brahma. This Brahman is existence, consciousness, bliss, absolute. Akhanda. Indivisible. Abang Manusha Gocharam. Beyond mind, beyond speech. These are all words to make you understand what Brahman is. First, Akhanda. Indivisible. Whatever you see in this world, have divisions. There are three kinds of divisions. First, a tree has many divisions. It has a root, trunk, branches, leaves, flowers, fruits, twigs. That kind of division is absent in Brahman. Second kind of division you can think of, it is a devadas tree, sycamore tree, pine tree, mango tree, all various kinds of trees. But all are trees. That kind of division is absent in Brahman. Third kind of division, this is a tree, this is man, this is woman, this is car, this is light, this is microphone, this is loudspeaker. These are the various divisions, you know, multiple divisions, that also is absent in Brahman. So it is akhanda, indivisible. It is not an element. There is no component parts in Brahman. Next, try to understand these words, how they are used. Sat, sat chidananda. Sat means we have the Sat means existence, truth, that is Sat, which exists all the time, past, present, future. It is not limited by Desh, Kal, Patra. Desh means space. It is limited by space. My body is limited by space. This table is limited by this space. This kind of limitation is not in Brahman. Second, kala, time. It is not limited by any time. Patra, object, matter. This is book, this is table, this is bowl, this is glass. This kind of divisions, one limits the other. this kind of limitation is not there. This is this, this is not this. This kind of divisions you cannot find in the Atman. That is Shat. I say Brahman exists, I understand all the time. Akhila Adharam, he is the substratum of this universe. Then is it Jada? Is it matter? No. Chit, it is consciousness. This is the Swarup, the nature of Brahman, not the qualities of Brahman. This is the nature of Brahman. Existence, it is consciousness, pure consciousness. This is a Vasa. There the sun shines not the moon, not the stars. What to speak of the mortal fire? When it shines, everything shines after it, says one Upanishad. Jyoti Sham Jyoti, it is the light of the light. It is the source of all light. Swaprakash, self-luminous. That is Brahman. That is you, your real nature. Chit. But if Swap Chit, then perhaps is there any joy there, bliss there? Of course. Where there is knowledge, where there is light, there is joy. It is bliss itself. These three things are the nature of real, true nature of Brahman. True nature of you, true nature of myself. Existence, consciousness, bliss. Our problem, we think that we are the bodies. We have a name, we have a form. That is our problem. We think Chetananda is a limited entity. It has a birth, it has a death. All these things are connected with this body. But real Chetananda is not the body, not the name. It is that pure consciousness, Satchidananda. Let me give an example. Here is a jar. You break the jar, the space, jar space becomes one of the cosmic space. Again you break another jar, again you can get, say it is a jar space, it is a room space. This upadhi, this adjunct makes the infinite finite. Do you know what is that? Ego. This ego, a Chetanananda ego, is limiting that infinite nature of Brahman, I. That for the reason Ramakrishna used to say, Ami mole ghuchibe janjal. All problems will cease when this ego will die. All problem begins with this ego. This I, this individuality, is limiting our infinite nature. The more spiritual you are, the less ego you have.
Akanya Satchidananda, Abang Manusha Gocharam, it is this Brahat, is Abang Manusha, is beyond speech, beyond mind. But does such a thing exist? How do I know that such a thing exists, which is beyond mind? We cannot think of it, we cannot talk about it. It exists. In Upanishad, explain these things. Yan manushana monuti jenahur manu matam tadeva brahmatam vidhi nedam jyodidam upasati.
Mind cannot think of it, but the mind, the function of the mind is not possible without the help of consciousness. Without consciousness, can you think? Without consciousness, can you see? Can you hear? Can you taste? Can you touch? Without consciousness, you cannot do anything. Consciousness is there for the reason we function. But the senses cannot manifest that consciousness. You cannot dance on your own shoulder. Noyayika says, can you dance on yourself? So this individual conscious, these senses cannot manifest the Atman.
But Swami, then what is, how can we manifest, how can we experience the Atman? You'll have to transcend. We shall talk about it, how to do it. The teachers of Vedanta used a negative method to explain this Brahman. Because positive method does not work. Holding the horn of a cow, you can say this is the cow. Because the cow is an object. Brahman is never an object, it is the eternal subject. Now, for the reason, do you know how did they explain this Brahman? Asthalu, Ananu, Arasham, Adirgam, Alahitam, Ashuklam, Akrishnam. In this way, they used 22 negative words in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad just to explain what Brahman is. But if you have the concept of the fat, yes, Brahman is not fat. Do you have the concept of lean and thin? Well, yes, Brahman is not lean and thin. Do you have the concept of long and short? Yes, Brahman is not long and short. Do you have the concept of red, blue, black, white? Well, yes, yes, we know red, blue. Brahman is not red, blue, black, white. In this way, they will negate all of your concepts. Then do you know what we'll say? Then what Brahman is? At that time, the teacher will be silent. Now you experience yourself. First, they will eradicate all of your concepts. At that time, how will you feel? Osti iti upalabdhibhya. You feel at that time, I exist. I am that Brahman, nothing else. You get the knowledge of the world. Do you know how do you get the knowledge of the world? How do you get the knowledge about the world? Through three ways, jati, guna, kriya. Jati means species, car, cows, horses, buffaloes, men, women, homes. These are the species, various things, species. That is the way you get the knowledge. Next, guna, qualities, red, blue, you are a musician, you are a singer, you are an artist, you are a doctor. In this way, through the qualities of a human being or anything, we get the knowledge. Red, blue, white, all these colors. Third, kriya, action. Through the action, we get knowledge. Various kinds of action. You are a typist, you are a secretary, you are a cook, you are a preacher, you are a teacher, you are a doctor. All these, you know, through these actions, seeing these actions, we get the knowledge. But this knowledge about Brahman does not come that way. You see, we have two kinds of eyes, agyanachakshu, jnanachakshu. Agyanachakshu, through our ignorant eyes, we see this ignorance, this duality, manifestation of Maya. We see trees, cows, homes, variety. Multiplicity, diversity. That means we are diseased, sick people. If you see two moons, two cars, what does it mean? That means you have defects in your eyes. You have glaucoma. You have a double vision. You will make a head-on collision. It will be a disaster for your life if you have the double vision. Don't drive. That is a disease. Vedanta says, If you see variety, multiplicity, diversity, that means you have a disease. The name of that disease is ignorance. Who can remove that ignorance? You need a teacher. If you have cataract, can you remove your own cataract? No, go to an expert eye doctor. He will know the language through laser or some way, he will remove the cataract from your eyes and you will get your good vision. When you see variety, multiplicity, diversity, you need a teacher. He will open Jnana Chakshu, the knowledge eye. Prajna Chakshu, the eye of wisdom. Manas Chakshu, the mental eye. Tritiya Chakshu, the third eye. He knows how to open that third eye so that you will see Brahman in everything, in every being. That is the culmination of Vedantic experience. If you see God in everything, in every being, that is called Kingdom of Heaven. You will be so happy. You have no enemies. You cannot hate anybody. You only love. You will float in love, in bliss. That Vedanta teaches. And that is called true freedom. Tatu na bijugushate. Do you know what does the Upanishad says? At that time, you have no desire to hide your sins, your weaknesses. There is nothing in to hide. You will be so simple, so straight. You will feel this. The more you try to hide something, the more that means you have some weaknesses. A real spiritual holy person, he has nothing to hide. He is so open, so frank. His life is so simple. No complication. Sometimes our lives are so difficult. We make things difficult. We do not know how to be frank.
Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmaiva bhut vijanata tatra ko moha ka shoka ekatamun vashyata. Yastu sarvani bhutani atmanneva anupashyati sarva bhutishu chatmanam tato na bijugupshati.
When you have experienced this Atman, this Self, yourself, there is no more fear, no grief for you. You will never lament in your life. You will never be deluded, never be confused in your life. Because you see right, straight.
Akhanya Satchidananda Bhagmanusha Gaucharam Atmanam Akhiladharam. My Atman is the I am one, all pervading consciousness. I am one with all beings. I am one with all universe. There is no limitation for me.
Swami, you may ask Swami, is it possible to have this kind of experience? But there is no barrier, no male, no female, no American, no Indian, no African, no Christian, Muslim, Jews, Hindu, nothing. No divisions. Is it possible? It is possible. In Nirvikalpa Samadhi,
in the highest Samadhi of Vedantic experience, this thing is possible. And when you come back from that Samadhi, you will feel this way I am talking about. at that time. It is beautiful. Love thy neighbor as thyself. At that time you will understand what is thyself and who is your neighbor. You are God, your neighbors are also God. God is loving God. That is a very blissful state. Sri Ramakrishna used to call it nitya theke lila. From the absolute, you come to the relative plane. Advaita devi sundaram. That is a more sweet and blissful than highest samadhi. In highest samadhi, you just be absorbed in yourself. The whole world disappears from your mind. You are one with that cosmic consciousness. From that experience, when you come down, live in the world, you know, at that time your whole outlook will change. You will see God in your wife. You will see God in your husband, your children, your family, your friends, in the people who are working with you in the office. It is hard to comprehend that what kind of joy you will get at that time. There is a beautiful song of a Bengali poet. Shobare bashre bhalo, noile moner kalo ghujbe nare. Love everybody. Otherwise, the darkness of your mind will not go away if you do not love everybody. You will be ajata shatru, a man who has no enemies. Every human being is your friend. Let me stop here today. If you have any questions, please ask.
Swami, you use the term pure consciousness. Is all consciousness pure? Is it impure?
That's a good question. Pure consciousness. You see, when I see pure consciousness, this consciousness manifests through the body, through the mind, through the senses. This consciousness has a limitation. For example, my eyes have a limitation. My ears have limitations. My smelling has a limitation, you know, nose, touch, taste. All this knowledge which comes through the senses have some limitations. They are consciousness. But this consciousness has limitation. Because this consciousness is connected with the limited adjuncts. But pure consciousness means undivided consciousness. Please, Swami, we do not have concept of the undivided consciousness. It is just as I was trying to explain that it is a jar space, it is a room space, it is a bathroom space, it is a living room space. All these spaces, if you break the barrier, you know, if you break the jars, if you break the room, then it becomes undivided space, like that. So my consciousness is connected, is limited by body-mind organism. So it is limited. My consciousness is limited consciousness. But when I forget this body-mind organism, then my consciousness, do you know we experience that in deep sleep? At that time, your body does not function. Your waking state stops. Your dream state stops. Mind does not function. At that time, your consciousness pervades with cosmic consciousness. That is called blissful state, Anandamaya Kosha. At that time, you are one with Ishvara. Then you come back. Do you know what example they give? In the meadow, there are 1,000 cows, 1,000 calves. When that cow wants to come back to the home,
the shepherd, the cowherd boy, you know, brings the cows to their respective homes. At that time, this mother cow, hamba, hamba, the moment she calls, the calf knows that who is my mother. That little calf runs from a distance to reach its mother. Then the mother cow takes her calf and comes back to the cowshed. So similarly, when this individual consciousness merges into cosmic consciousness in dreamless sleep, when you come back to the waking state, at that time it's like your all the subtle body immediately comes from that cosmic individual that is called ignorance with consciousness. Comes back, that individual ignorance comes back to your body mind organism and becomes begins to function again. It is an amazing thing. This thing has been explained in the Upanishads, how it works. In that individual, that cosmic ignorance are mixed with consciousness, your individual body, your subtle body, my subtle body, a billions of subtle body merge there at that time. But in the waking stage, you come back with your samskara, I come back with my samskara. It does not get mixed up. Somebody was telling Swami, nowadays, you know, they have a open-heart surgery, they have a perhaps monkey brain and the chimpanzee heart. How do they work? Where is your subtle body? What will happen? Suppose your whole body grafted with different animals. I don't know.
But you see, Swami, even all of the grafting doesn't change the Atma.
No. I heard a funny story. The adulterated soul. Sometimes I told, listen again. And the Brahma, the creator, he is responsible for the creation, you know, the individual bodies and this and that. So he created a batch of human beings and set it in his, you know, in his laboratory, and he went for an evening walk. And then what happened, in the meantime, there was a demand came that we need a lot of souls in this world. And there is not too many souls, you know, he created by that time. So he asked some gods, could you do some death campaign in this world? And many old folk are suffering in the nursing home so that they can die. I can get some extra souls, you see. Then I can recycle them. There is no souls in my hand at present. Please do something. So some gods came in disguise and asking human beings, hey, do you want to die? Nobody wants to die. You get out from this place. I am happy in my nursing home. Nobody wants to die, you see. So the gods, you know, when they are very much, you know, they are not successful, they came to Brahma, the creator, and said, sir, we are not successful, but we gave an idea in the minds of the human beings that some business people will adulterate food and medicine, and eventually many people will die through that adulterated food, you know. The Brahma said, I got the idea. I shall make adulterated soul. What do you mean? I have many snake, tiger, rhino, lion, rhinoceros. I have various kinds of animal souls. So I shall manufacture human body and put these animal souls. In this way I shall manufacture. So you may see some human beings in this world. They are not real human beings, you see. Some are tigers, lions, zebra, giraffe, rhinoceros, snakes. In human body, all these animal souls. It is a funny story I read in our literature that how the souls get adulterated. It is funny. Anyway, I just tried to give you the little idea in my first class about Vedanta. You will find this book has been written in a very systematic way. Next day we shall talk about Guru. First, he took refuge in the Atman, the Self. Second, he will take refuge in his Guru to help him. How Guru helps in our spiritual life, we shall discuss next day. And also, what is Vedanta? His thoughts are very well organized, very systematic. So this book will help you, I believe. Then we shall start again Upanishad or other literature. Please ask me questions, don't feel shy, it is good to know, you know, about this scripture. No, it is not 5 days. But you know, I tell you frankly, mind has 5 stages. Kshipto, Bikshipto, Mudho, Ekagro, and Niruddho. The yogis analyze the human mind. First is Kshipto, scattered, jumping all around, restless mind, is no good for practicing yoga. Mudho, sleepy mind, lazy, full of inertia, paralyzed mind, you know, always loves to sleep, does not like to think. That mind is no good for meditation, for the spiritual disciplines. The third kind of mind is Bikshipto. Sometimes it is calm, sometimes it is restless. Sometimes it is calm, sometimes it is too much mind swing, you know. Sometimes I am very happy. Next moment I am depressed. Next moment I am very happy. Next moment I am depressed. That mind is also sick. It's no good for meditation. So in the first 3 stages of the mind, you cannot expect good result. The third, fourth stage is called ekagra, concentrated mind. All knowledge, wisdom comes through concentration. That mind is very powerful mind. Concentrated mind. The fifth stage is called niruddha. At that time, mind is so calm, serene. That mind is a healthy mind. Unperturbed. Nothing can disturb that mind. Healthy mind. You see, sick mind is always trying to jump, restless, seeking help, help. And the mind which is calm, serene, joyful, blissful, healthy mind. That mind we find while comes through practicing yoga. As I was telling you, self-mastery, control. Order your mind, just stay 5 minutes. Swamiji says in one place, if you can control your mind 1 minute, that is a great achievement. Just 1 minute, I won't let you move. Sometimes when you sit, tell your mind, 5 minutes, no, just go within, stay within. Once you get the taste of that within, it would be hard for you to come outside. You will get so much joy and peace inside. Who cares for this restless world? 5 minutes, then you will find when you sat for meditation, you will see, perhaps you are seated there for 2 hours. Because you get so much joy. At that time, if telephone call comes or if somebody calls you, you feel disturbed. Shh. Who are you? This person is disturbing me. I am so happy. It comes through the repetition of practice. Umasatuma satkamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya, mrityurma amritam gamaya, habirabirma yedhi, rudra jatte dakshinamukam, dinamam pahi nityam, om shanti shanti shantihi. Lead us from the unreal to the real, lead us from darkness to light, lead us from death to immortality, light us through and through, and guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, peace, peace be unto all.